Our guests, if you don't mind, let's go ahead and say prayer. Darren, we're going to pray for a minute. Bill, Heavenly Father, we just humbly come before you. Thank you so much for this time together, Lord. We thank you for your provision, for your grace, Lord. We thank you for this David and his people opening up this place this morning, Lord. We thank you for your holiness and your just your grace over us, Lord. We praise you for everything you do for us. We ask you to bless the food that we're consuming, Lord. We ask you to bless the hands that prepared it. Guide and direct us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so who is God? So Jesus says, most important, all the gospel is wrapped up in love your Lord with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early one morning to hire workers for his vineyard. Y'all heard this one? So he agreed to pay the normal daily wage, sent them out to work. At 9 o'clock in the morning, he was passing through the marketplace and saw some people standing around doing nothing. So he hired them, telling them he would pay them whatever was right at the end of the day. So they went to work in the vineyard. At noon, again, at 3 o'clock, he did the same thing. At 5 o'clock that afternoon, he was in town again and saw some more people standing around. He asked them, "Why haven't you been working today?" They replied, "Because no one has hired us." The landowner told them, "Then go out and join the others in my vineyard." That evening, he told the foreman to call the workers in and pay them, beginning with the last workers first. When those hired at 5 o'clock were paid, each received a full day's wage. When those hired first came to get their pay, they assumed they would receive more, but they too were paid a day's wage. When they received their pay, they protested the owner. "Those people worked only 1 hour, and yet you've paid them just as much as you paid us, who worked all day in the scorching heat." He answered one of them, "Friend, I haven't been unfair. Didn't you agree to work all day for the usual wage? Take your money and go. I wanted to pay this last worker the same as you. It is against the law for me to do what I want with. Is it against the law for me to do what I want with my money? Should you be jealous because I am kind to others, so those who are last now will be first, and that those who are first will be last?" Kingdom of heaven's like that. So, you know, you look at the prodigal son. Everybody knows about the prodigal son, right? He went away. The young son, you know, "Give me my money. I want my inheritance. I'm going to go live the dream." You know, dream fails, right? He winds up out in the middle of a pig farm. You know, slopping the pigs, and he's sitting there thinking, "Man, what I'm giving these pigs looks pretty good to eat," you know? And, you know, he says, "Man," he said, "I go work for my dad as a hired hand and live better than this." And he decides, you know, "I'm going to go back home." And his dad, what does he do? He sees him way out there. He doesn't wait until he gets home. He sees him way out there, and he runs to him, and he says, "Give him a coat, give him a ring to put on his finger, kill the fatted calf, we're celebrating." What happens? The older brother, the good son, we call him, okay? He comes in, and they're having a big party, and he's like, "What's going on?" He said, "Your brother's returned, we're celebrating." What does he do? He gets angry. He's mad. You know? Because he's been the good son, right? Same thing as the other guys. You know? Hey, how come they got paid as much as we do? We worked all day and they worked 1 hour. Right? So, I lost my dad a few years ago. But before he went, at 78 years old, he accepted Christ in his life. I thank God he's going to get the same wages that I'm going to get, that you're going to get. I thank God that he has eternal life because he accepted Christ at a late time in his life. You know, until you see it from that perspective, you know, it's different, right? It's not about... God wants every one of us to be saved. He wants every one of us to be up there with him in heaven. He wants every human being, and that's why I was telling you, last time we had church, you've got to share the gospel. You got to talk to people. You got to love on them. Don't beat them up. Love on them. You know? The reason my dad accepted the gospel is because every time I talked to him, I told him I loved him. Have you talked to Jesus today? You know? I didn't beat him up with it. Didn't give him, you know, holier than thou or any of that. You know, one trap that I see that we get into is we think we're living a righteous life, right? And so we deserve something, right? We deserve better. But the fact is, what's the Bible tell us? We are all sinners and we all fall short of God, the glory of God. And if we were the only human beings on earth, we would all need the sacrificial lamb. Every one of us. Even the guys in the Bible had to do sacrifice. You know, Job and Moses, they all had to do sacrifices to atone for their sins because they knew they were sinners. Every one of us. We don't want what we deserve. We need to be thankful for the grace that God gave us, and we need to share it with our brothers. Love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Love the Lord because he gave us grace. You know, the Lord could have given up on humans a long time ago, right? He could have gone, start over, you know, but he didn't, right? I mean, we've failed God so many times throughout time. I mean, Lord, the Jews were free from the Egyptians. He opened up the ocean, brought them across on dry land, and they still built a golden calf on the other side. I mean, we are not, we have nothing to stand on for righteousness. All we got is God's grace and the fact that he loves us enough to keep running to us. When we seek him, he comes to us. My little brother, 10 years homeless. You know, hadn't got to see his kids, hadn't seen his granddaughter. Got back in church, went through rehab. I'm sitting here watching God restore him. He didn't have to run to God. God met him where he was. You know, we think, man, we're running away from God. And, you know, we finally figure it out and we're like, you know, I need to get back in church. And you turn around, God's standing right there. He never left you. He never left us. He lets us go our own way. He lets us figure it out sometimes, you know. But he don't ever leave us. He don't ever forsake us. Share each other's burdens, and in this way, obey the law of Christ. If you think you are too important to help someone, you're only fooling yourself. You're not that important. How many people have read that in the Bible? That's Galatians 6, 2 through 3. We're not that important. But we are that important, because if we have a brother or a sister who doesn't know Jesus Christ, we may be the only chance they have to get to know Jesus Christ. And the way we're going to get them to know Jesus Christ is be something they want, right? Be attractive. Be the light. You know, if we're saying, man, we're going to church, man, I'm this awesome dude, you know, and yet they see us do something stupid, you know, which we're guaranteed we're going to do something stupid. You know what I mean? If somebody watches us long enough, and you know, nobody knows that better than the secular. Nobody can judge you better than secular people. They know the Bible. They know it. And if they see you do something that they think's a sin, they're like, yeah, see that guy? He's just a hypocrite. My preacher always said, there's always room for one more. Because, you know, I mean, we're trying, right? We're struggling. Life is a struggle. But be humble. Show grace. You know, love your neighbor. Be kind, gentle. Don't beat them up. You know, I'm not here to beat you guys up. I love all you guys. I want to see every one of you guys in heaven someday, you know. And, if you haven't made that commitment, today's a good day. You know? And we got water. Plenty of water to baptize with. So, anytime you want to, you know, make that commitment and get baptized, we're here. So, that being said, we're fixing to do the Last Supper here. I'm going to read the scripture. Anyone who eats this bread or drinks the cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread or drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. So I'm going to say, I want you guys to spend a minute.